Our busy Tuesday continues on. We check in with the superintendent of RBB Schools. It's Dr. Mike Wilcox. Dr. Wilcox, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you guys?
You're not nearly as happy as all the students that are pointing to tomorrow with the highlighter circled and starred and fireworks all around it because it is the last day of school tomorrow.
Absolutely. That golden moment that comes once a year.
And the unbridled joy that comes with it. And that will obviously wrap up the academic part, but as we mentioned, we have athletics going on the weekend and carrying on through. But the commencement will take place 11 o'clock Saturday morning. That's got to be an exciting time for everybody involved with your system.
That is. It's the biggest day of the year, the greatest moment when seniors go through and get their diplomas. What a wonderful day. And like you said, we will be in the gym starting at 11 a.m. Also on Saturday, we are honoring the class of 1965, the very, very first graduating class of Edgewood High School. They're having their 50-year reunion weekend this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have a reserved section for them in the gym that they will all sit. And like I said, we're going to recognize them early on in the ceremony, and then afterwards they're going to meet out at the American Legion, and they have invited me to come out and join them and talk with them, and so that's going to be an exciting time and a great weekend.
Dr. Wilcox, how many students going through graduation?
Just a little over 200.
Wow.
So.
Have you got the statistics yet? How many are this and how many are going there and how many dollars in scholarships and all that?
Yes, well, some of it is still to be determined, of course,
okay.
but we have, as of right now, we have the seniors have $313,000 in scholarships,
wow.
So that was really, really exciting, and that includes one complete full academic scholarship to IU, and several $2,500 to $4,000 scholarships that spread among a number of other seniors throughout the class. That is very, very good. Very proud of this group. And I always say this, but it's true. We have great kids, and going through the senior honors program last week, it's always an exciting time. And that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. And plus, you're growing in enrollment.
We are. We are. You look down through the especially the elementary classes. You look down there, and boy, there's 248 first graders. And right now, we're about 20 to 30 ahead of where we normally are on kindergarten enrollment. So that's exciting. And fifth grade is another really big class. So we've got our eye on that, on the class size this summer and what we might need to do there. So we've been very fortunate since I arrived first official day 2 years ago tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We have grown about 238, 239 kids.
Is that new buildings going on in the area, or just you have such a great school system, everybody wants to come there?
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything. First and foremost, I think we offer a great product. We have a great staff, and we have a really, really good community, and I think people see that. Of course, our location,
mm-hmm.
Close to Eltville's a nice little town of 7,000, but we're 4 miles from Bloomington, the greatest Big Ten college campus town ever, we're with the I-69 coming through. I think that's attractive because people can live here and can commute a number of directions. We have two housing additions that we've added a bus route to since I've been here, and we have at our intermediate and primary schools. If you ever have been over here in the afternoon when we have pickup, we have about 80 students that get picked up in our primary and intermediate school alone that are transfer students that mom and dad come through, or grandma and grandpa come through and pick them up. So a lot of folks that work in Bloomington but live on the other side of us, it's convenient for them to transfer Their little guys here, they drop them off, go to work, and come back home. And that, you know, it's convenient in this day and age. Time is so important, and
right.
And also, so we kind of have the best of a lot of worlds right here. So we're just very fortunate.
Well, you mentioned the kinds of things that are going on. What happens in the summertime at Edgewood?
Well, we got a little bit of everything. Of course, regular maintenance. Of course, you know, as everybody says, the summers get smaller all the time, and also the window of getting things done. But normal maintenance things, you know, painting and stuff like that. But also our summer programs, for example, our summer swim is going on, and then of course in July, marching band will be hitting it hard, and you know, things like that is going on.
You still have classes in the summertime there too?
Yes. We have summer school during the month of June. So we have that's still to be determined how many kids, but probably in the neighborhood of about 80 kids.
Okay.
We'll take at least one summer class, if not two or three.
Dr. Mike Wilcox is our guest this morning. He is the superintendent at RBB. And was it last week that you jumped up there in front of the county council and gave a impassioned plea for the folks in your school district?
Well, you know, we did. The thing of it is, as we had stressed, we weren't talking against the TIF. We just expressed that we were not in favor of extending it beyond the 10 years that still exist in front of us. And the reason...
Well, you just told us about 200 and however many more mm-hmm. people in your district and how many bus routes you're at and however many other things that are going on. You need some help there, right?
Exactly. So, and you know, that would mean $240,000 into our capital projects fund to our taxpayers. It would mean a 6% decrease in their property taxes. So, like I said, we weren't against it. We just didn't want it to be extended another 10 years, because that's another generation of kids and folks that would never reap the benefit of that. And you know, like me personally, I would be 75 years old before it was over.
Yeah.
So
2040 is a while down the road, isn't it?
Yeah. So from a school and Richland Township standpoint, you know, Richland Township has the highest property taxes in Monroe County already, and our folks have been very supportive of that since 1994, and we just felt that it was fair that some of that be released and come back to us and give our folks some relief.
Well, Dr. Wilcox, what kind of capacity do you have if you keep growing the way you're growing?
Well, you know, we are actually working on that. We have a little bit, but not a lot. For example, in the junior high, we have probably one room. In the intermediate, we have maybe one or two. In the primary, the same.
So you're getting close.
Yeah, we have three or four out at Steinsville. And by the way, we're starting a latchkey program at Steinsville.
Okay, what's that mean?
Want to get that out there? That is a before and after school program to help parents out that need that help if they have to be at work early or a little bit behind school, that our little guys can.
Do you have that in other RBB schools?
We have that, yes, over at the intermediate and primary school. We have that, but we have extended that out to Steinsville. So we're excited about that, and we're hoping that'll be a nice addition.
Well, Dr. Wilcox, if people want more information on that particular thing, what number can they call to get that information?
They can call right here at central office at, of course, 876-7100, or call out to Steinsville Elementary directly at 876-2474.
If they want to take advantage of the latchkey thing, that's a pretty good deal.
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic. Adrian does a great job with that, and we're hoping that will be yet another positive and all for our elementary out at Steinsville.
Now, we can't let you go until you give us a prediction on IU football this year.
That's right.
Since you're an alum.
Hey, you know, this time of year, you look down the schedule and you think
undefeated.
Okay, well, there you go. Exactly.
Absolutely right.
Exactly. You know, look down and you try to find six wins and get to a bowl game. And
it's out there.
I'm optimistic. You know, Coach Wilson saw him the other night, and he's doing great and is optimistic. And you know, one of the things that he and I talked about was. I had mentioned it to Fred Glass, and Fred was really excited. As
if that's fireworks, then if you mentioned if Fred gets excited, it has to do something
exactly,
with fireworks.
Exactly. Well, of course, I, being a student of history, and of course, bleeding crimson and cream. This fall, 2015, is the 100th anniversary of the great Jim Thorpe having been an IU football assistant.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. And,
that'll win you, Barbette.
Of course, Jim Thorpe being the greatest athlete of the first half century, the only athlete to still win the pentathlon and the decathlon in the same Olympics in 1912.
Wow.
And was an assistant football coach at IU in 1915.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. So
there goes our trivia question.
Like I said, being a student of history, I'm all over those kind of things, and I mentioned that to Fred, and he said that was awesome. Then when I saw Coach Wilson the other night, of course, his youngest two are with us over here, and we had the awards program. I talked to him for a few minutes, and that was one of the things that I had just talked to Fred on the through email about that, and Coach Wilson was all excited about it. So, you know, I look down the schedule and I say, hey, why can't we win 6, 7, or 8 ball games? I'm ready.
There you go. Well, we'll get caught up with you. Enjoy your summer. I hope you have all 200 of those pronunciations ready to go for Saturday.
There you go. There you go. Hey, can I get one more?
Please do.
For our
yes.
Kids?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hey, we have 8 student athletes participating in the track state finals.
Right. 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 Right.
Rhett Blake in the 400 meter. Austin Smith in the 110 high hurdles and 300 hurdles. Brandon Fleener in the discus. Levi Byers in the 100 meter, and the 4x8 relay. Harrison Cottingham, Zach Kovich, Denver Adelot, and Hank Phillips are all participating and representing us on Friday night. I want to wish them the best and tell them, you know, say how proud we are.
Yeah,
of them.
Get over there and watch them. That meet's right here in town on Friday afternoon over at Billy Hayes.
Yeah.
Hey, so, no one's in school. You don't even have to ditch class. You can just go over.
That's right.
You can just go over and watch. Hey, best of luck with your athletes. Best of luck with all of your wonderful students as well. Enjoy graduation on Saturday, and we'll get caught up with you before the 2015-16 academic year gets started.
Wonderful. Thank you guys for having me on this morning, as always.